Moon Botany. This series began as an exercise in armchair botany. My friend and visual artist Sharon Siskin went on wheelchair inaccessible nature hikes and brought back found materials for a creative exchange with me. She arranged the physical objects on the wooden table of our artist residency hut in the Oregonian outback, and I provided new narratives and emotional containers. Moon Botany, found on the pond deck. The husk of a tiny dragonfly, translucent, clings upside down on a yellow spear of grass. Its roots clasp the dry wood of the deck. Tiny white fibers everywhere, the planks breathing, expectorate their innards. Wood weeps and uncoils what it knew when it stood tall in a wet redwood forest before the chains of a truck bed, dark and long, bite here, where all trees are twisted into themselves against the prevailing winds. On that white-spun deck, I remember my watery nature, pour my liquid body to wash away the pain of the shorter years, to wash away the pain of a hollow embrace, the feeling that we all will slide, not into the clear pool, but into the murk of a place that should not be settled. Moon Botany, found on the other side of the pond. Inky cap, edible and poisonous, sat out too long in the rain. Mantle erodes while you look, tears you can use for ink. These are not black marks in your book, not the liquids determinately mingling with your blood. If your system can't take transformation, desist. Curl your fingers around fluffier stuff. The cattail's losing it, too, melts down and pollutes fine dander with a seedy edge. These lines are not tears. We deliquescence bloom out of line, without arthritic shifts, slipstream on the pond's edge. Time alchemies lift us into multitudes. Your marks edge deeper, compress. Matter out of place accumulates, grooves a canyon, stiffens your mood.